thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank, word to Chris Hanks. I'm going to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you're sowing. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Shrimp Tank at Boca Raton Studio, where street smarts and book smarts collide. I'm your host, Jason Hill, sitting here with my co-hosts, Kevin Cox and Trey Clouda. Have you ever wanted to take an MBA course in entrepreneurship? Well, we have a crash course for you here on the Shrimp Tank, where you get to interview some of the brightest and best entrepreneurs in and around Boca Raton. We cover the do's and don'ts of starting, running, and growing a business. Now let's find out if our entrepreneurs will swim or sink in the tank. I'm joined here today with Kevin and Trey and our special guest, Janice Haley from Tony Y Brands. Kevin is the assistant director at FAU Adams Center for Entrepreneurship. The program is booming these days and so many success stories from young entrepreneurs. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Adams Center?
Sure. Glad to chime in, Jason. It's really been a whirlwind the past couple of weeks. We had our annual business plan competitions where students competed for tens of thousands of dollars in seed funding. We also had our Veterans Entrepreneurship Program wrap up with another competition, keynote speakers, a luncheon, a lot of entrepreneurial activity over at FAU. We've also been engaged in some research and reporting on the funding side. We released the annual HALO Angel Investing Report just last week. We work with the Angel Resource Institute. That's really interesting stuff. A lot of angel activity here in the U.S. Just in the year 2017, we captured over $2 billion in investments. We broke that down by region and sector, and that report's available at the Angel Resource Institute for anybody who's interested. A lot of stuff going on, but just since we've wrapped that up, it's a fantastic time, and I'm really excited to launch this inaugural episode of the Shrimp Tank Boca Raton. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit, if you're a student, you want to become an entrepreneur. You know, when I went to college, there was no such thing. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what students could do to get involved.
Students have all types of options here at FAU, really ranging from our entrepreneurship boot camp. We hold that every fall, every spring. Business plan competition, I already mentioned. Great place to get seed funding. You know, $10,000 can go a long ways in 2018. Towards starting a business. In addition to that, our entrepreneurship club on campus is thriving. Students from other majors, that's a good way for them to get engaged if they're not traditionally from the College of Business. We've grown from about 9 members to over 60 this year. So we're really thriving in that area as well.
That's awesome. Well, we're also lucky to have a special guest here today. All the way from Atlanta, we have Trey Clouda, and he's the producer of the Shrimp Tank in Atlanta. So Trey, tell us, what's going on with the Shrimp Tank over there? I heard over 100 episodes so far.
Yeah, I think we're at about 115, 120 or so. We're doing a lot of really cool stuff in Atlanta and interviewing a lot of really, high priority and important people. Like last week we had Tony Horton.
Have you, what does he do?
He created and developed the P90X workout program. It came out, a little over a decade ago, I think it was when it started.
I think I got to the 14th day.
Yeah. No, he said on the show about an average of 30 days and people give up. So
I tried it, I think, 3 different times. One time I got to like day 48.
Yep.
It did work. I dropped about 8 pounds.
Yep.
But then I couldn't get to day 90, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it's tough for sure. He definitely works you on that program.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And today we're also joined by Janice Haley. A successful serial entrepreneur after reading her bio. Janice, tell us a little bit about yourself and your current business. What's going on?
Well, I am the CEO and founder of a company called Tony Bands. And Tony bands are wrist weights that you can use throughout the day or with exercise to help you burn more calories and get in shape faster. So that's my current venture. And I actually met Kevin at the Entrepreneurial Bootcamp at FAU, and I competed in the business plan competition at FAU. So that's how I got started. I won an award to be part of the FAU Tech Runway, which is a program that for incubators for companies, and I got a year's worth of mentorship and a $25,000 non-equity grant. So that was back in 2015. So the company's come a long way since then, which I'll look forward to sharing that with you. Previous to that, I had a company that we founded. I founded with my husband called Celsius. We took it public on NASDAQ, and we exited that company in 2011. So we invented a product, really created a brand new category, won a lot of awards, took it public, took an exit, and then this Tony Bands was our second entrepreneurial venture. And before that, I had about 18 years in the software technology industry, again, always in innovative products, bringing innovative products to market.
So how did you just jump ship to start that company?
Which
Tell
one?
Me a little bit about that. The first company.
Oh, Celsius?
You're in the corporate world, and so many folks, you know, go down that line. They have benefits. They have a 401k, and then they just jump out, and they become an entrepreneur and have to, you know, pay for all the expenses out of pocket, you know. Go through that process.
So we were fortunate, I guess, in that there was a dot-com crash. So we were living in Atlanta at the time, and Florida was our home, and we wanted to come back to Florida. And there wasn't a lot of technology here in South Florida. And we knew it wasn't a good time to go back into technology. So we decided to commit ourselves to a healthier lifestyle. And a lot of these, you know, where do these ideas come from? We wanted a healthier lifestyle. We took some time off. And we were looking for healthier beverage choices, and we couldn't find them. And so we began to think about this trend towards functional beverages, which there weren't any. Back then, there was Red Bull and Monster. They were the only two energy drinks on the market. And we decided to start distributing new age functional beverages, anything that was healthier for you. So we got into the beverage distribution market. Then we looked at what ingredients could we add to beverage that we would like and that would be healthier for you. And we ended up meeting someone at an MIT alumni event down here. My husband was a panelist. He was the former CEO of GNC. And we exchanged ideas for about 6 months. He had the concept. He had the name. We had the experience in the beverage industry. And we put it all together and took the product to market. And it was a huge success right away.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about Tony Bands. I mean, it's a fantastic story. You started in my entrepreneurship boot camp at FAU. Very intimidating scenario for me. I think I was about 29 then. I asked you, you know, what was your background in history? And so, the last company I started, I took public, you know, and I'm supposed to be the instructor. I had initially thought, you know, maybe I should just have her teach this. But, you know, you stayed in the class, you presumably maybe learned a thing or two, certainly taught some. And where's the story go from there? I mean, you've had two recent appearances on QVC. Tell us a little bit about the story.
So after Celsius, I took some time off and I ended up spending some time taking care of my parents. And so a few years had passed before, and the whole digital revolution had come about with marketing. And I thought, I need to go back to school. I need to brush up my skills. I had a sales and marketing background, but I had never been the CEO. So I knew that if I was going to run this company and take it to market, there were holes in my skill set. I didn't know about importing and exporting. I didn't know about legal. I didn't know how to do a venture presentation. There were so many things that I didn't know. And I had written parts of a business plan, but I had never written a whole business plan. So I took the entrepreneurial boot camp, and I really dug in. And you didn't show it if you were intimidated at all. And I learned so much in that class because, you know, when you really want to learn, you know, I kept bugging you, give me this template, give me this. And you were just a wealth of resources and really helped me prepare because I wasn't just taking the class to learn and to take a class. I was using it to launch my business. And at the same time I took his class, I also I'm a firm believer in product market fit. So really understanding your consumer. We had this product, we had the idea behind it, we had a prototype, but I wanted to make sure I really knew who my customer was. So I opened a kiosk in the mall while I was going through the class. And so I had a real world testing ground for 4 months talking to hundreds of people about the product to understand what I liked, what they liked, what they didn't like about the product. And, you know, one of my goals back then was to get on QVC. So it is pretty cool. It took longer than I thought, but, you know, 2 years now. We did go on QVC twice, and I've got the third airing coming, and it was a huge success. So that's exciting as well.
Yeah, that's really awesome. That's something we urge our students to do, and really everyone we coach, is get outside the building and talk to your customers, interact with them, get feedback. But, I mean, you really took it to another level. You opened a kiosk in the Town Center Mall and personally operated it. But what better way to get in front of customers and get direct feedback and find out what they want, what they like, what they're willing to pay, you know, what color options, what features, all those kinds of things. A really perfect natural experiment.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to do this time around was to make sure I didn't make the same mistakes that I made on the last company. So that's why I wanted a broader education. I wanted the mentorship from FAU, thinking that I would avoid making those mistakes we made last time that cost you in money, time to market, marketing to the wrong person. And so I did save myself a lot of mistakes, but I didn't realize I was going to make a whole bunch more new mistakes as you bring a product to market. But I do think that having a network, whether it's FAU Tech Runway or any of the other incubators or entrepreneur groups, to exchange ideas, to discuss with other people your strategies, really helps an entrepreneur, because so many times you're on your own and you've got questions and, you know, how am I going to do this and should I do this? And it's been really helpful as I brought the product to market.
So go through a little bit as an entrepreneur a little bit more, you know, when talking about hiring, you know, millennials hiring, what type of staff or your business? It seems like you've had such extreme growth through the years. How do you get from 0 to 60, you know, behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably one of the reasons that a lot of businesses fail is that 6 months or first year resource management. And, you know, you don't have enough money to hire somebody full time to do something that you need. So you can't hire somebody full time for sales or full time for marketing. So this time around, I looked at what resources did I need and how could I leverage a very virtual model. So I have an e-commerce fulfillment house that manages the shipping and the distribution. So they're always on. And then I use virtual resources. I have people who do graphics work for me part-time, web work for me part-time, some sales work for me part-time. I recruited a lot of ambassadors in the fitness space who market Tony Bands, not to make money, but because they believe in it and they love using it. And then from that snowballed into fitness studios who have been coming to us to use Tony Bands in their studios. So they sort of propel the product forward and actually do the marketing through word of mouth and credibility for me on their Instagram pages and on their social media pages. So I have a few people that I work with. I've hired a lot of interns and students at FAU because they're a very eager source of people who have a lot of time and energy and eagerness to learn. So I've taken advantage of the students that are here that want to learn from somebody who's got, you know, an entrepreneurial experience, as well as this network of virtual employees, if you will.
So tell some of the students some of the, you know, background you look for when hiring. You know, a lot of students out there are going to be listening to this podcast, and I'm sure they want to know how do they get involved with Tony Y Bands.
So the thing that I look at when I want to bring somebody to Tony Bands is the number one thing is really attitude, and how flexible they are, how eager they are to learn. Because, you know, we may not be able to pay a lot, and they may not want to stay with me long term, but boy, can they learn a lot from somebody who has touched every area of the business. And if they have any desire to be an entrepreneur themselves, you know, they're going to get a great exposure. I would have loved to be mentored by somebody who had the background that I have in technology, in products, in supplements. So I look for attitude. I look for special skill sets. I look for things are they good in social media? Are they good in graphics? Are they willing to do anything? You know, sometimes we have to haul literally a ton, because I sell weights, a ton of material in and out of a trade show. Are they willing to do that, you know, and work side by side with me as we go through that?
So For any students listening or entrepreneurs or company owners that are looking for students or students who are looking for placement, there's also a pseudo secret way to get involved with some of these companies, and that is to get a referral from me. So I've set Janice up with some wonderful students. I've set some other students up with some wonderful companies. Now, those referrals aren't easy to come by, but if you can get one of those, it certainly doesn't hurt. One of the other things I want to ask you about, Janice, is we've had a lot of companies come through the Tech Runway. I've worked with over 100 companies at this point, believe it or not, and entrepreneurs in the boot camps and students in the classes. And one thing I found unique to you and some other entrepreneurs, but especially you, is leveraging the resources in the ecosystem, in and around the university, in and around Palm Beach County. Yeah, you mentioned networking, but it's something that you've really just sought after. You didn't wait for people to come to you and say, "Oh, Janice, let me help you." You went out. I mean, you came in, you're on fire. You know, who can help me with logo design? Who can help me with prototypes? There's a contact here, a contact there. And you really just took advantage, which, I mean, that's what we want people to do. So tell everybody a little bit about how you did that.
So I felt like this gift I was given, or this award that I was given at FAU Tech Runway, which was a year of mentorship, and they had at that time about 60 mentors who were everything from legal to financial to marketing. I mean, this expert crew of people, I had 1 year with them. And as an entrepreneur, the most valuable thing you have is time. It isn't money. I mean, money's important, but time is the thing that you have to protect the most. So during that year, I took 5 classes at FAU. I got 3 patents finished. I reduced our production cost by 40%. I changed the packaging. I came out with a second version. We won some awards. We won the Innovate Her Award for Palm Beach County. We won the SUPEX Finalist Award. We were a finalist for the business plan competition. And I basically said, I am going to take advantage of every minute I have. And it took me a while to learn how to ask for help. And I really don't like the word networking because to me it brings up some image of happy hours and exchanging business cards. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at small talk. I'm better at meeting with somebody one-on-one. And what do you do? What's your special skill? And then kind of tucking that away in my mind of, can I use that skill or can somebody else use that skill in the future? And then knowing that I have things of value to people. Some, there's people a step behind me that want to know, how did I get onto QVC? How did I get some of the celebrities that are using Tony Bands? How did I go from being not profitable to profitable? And there's things I have to share with people. And you never know when they're going to turn around and give you something. So I just learned to ask a lot of questions and ask for help. And I was very amazed. I'm still amazed at how many people are willing to share their time and energy as mentors with nothing in return, whether it's at FAU or other locations. I've been really very grateful and surprised mm-hmm. by the community. And what I really wanted to do is, I said, there is an ecosystem to support entrepreneurs out here that wasn't here 20 years ago, that wasn't here when I started Celsius. I mean, I had worked in Boston. I've worked in Atlanta. They do have more of an ecosystem there. This is fairly new to South Florida, and I wanted to be a part of it. And so not only did I ask for a lot of help, but now I'm also a mentor at FAU, so I do mentor other companies that come through. I just wanted to be a part of this. You know?
Cool. That's awesome. Cool. So let's hear a funny story since opening up this new brand. What's the funniest thing you've seen so far?
Oh, my gosh. I thought something that was very humbling was I tried out for Shark Tank. And I had done a lot of research, and I understood that the lines could be really long and you should be first in line. So I got down to Miami, sleeping downtown outside Miami is not something that I would have envisioned, that I would ever want to do. And I pull up to the convention center. It's totally dark. There's a sign. It's about 8 by 10 inches, and it says like Shark Tank with an arrow. And I'm walking around trying to find it. And there's 5 or 6 people there, and I hear this voice goes, "Hey, Tony Bands." I'm like, there's nothing. I have nothing on me that says who I am. And it was somebody else from the FAU class, and he was number one in line. He'd been there since 2 a.m. I got there at like 8 p.m. And so I slept outside all night. There's no bathrooms. There's nothing else. I had a sleeping bag, and every time I would wake up, somebody would be standing over me. And by the time I woke up, there were, you know, several hundred people in line. So I tried out. At that time, I only had $14,000 in revenue, so it's probably a blessing I didn't get on. I did get invited back. But that was really a interesting experience to, I said, I'm going to do everything. And I'm sitting here thinking, how did I go from, taking a company public to sleeping on the ground outside? But you got to do what you got to do. And you have to start all over, when you're an entrepreneur, every business is unique and you got to start from the ground floor.
That's an awesome story right there. We're going to take a short break to hear from some of our sponsors. And we come back with our guest, Janice Haley. We're going to go into the section of hot or not and see if she could test the time of getting through these tough questions.
Shrimp Tank Boca Raton is brought to you in part by FAU's Adam Center for Entrepreneurship. The Adam Center provides expert entrepreneurship instruction to students, staff, faculty, and the community. Enroll now for the Fall 2018 Entrepreneurship Boot Camp, consisting of 24 instructional hours delivered across 8 weeks, starting September 26th. And delivered by your co-host, me, Dr. Kevin Cox, along with special guest speakers. To inquire or register, just search FAU Adams Center and click on Entrepreneur Bootcamp.
And we're back. You're listening to The Shrimp Tank, coming to you live every week from Boca Raton. I'm Jason Hill, sitting here with my co-hosts, Kevin Cox and Trey Clauda. And you can always catch our podcast on iTunes as well as on YouTube. And don't forget to download our podcast at iTunes in case you miss any of these episodes. So we're on to our hot and or not section. It's time to play a little game with Janice, see if she could get through these fun questions. So, Janice, business plan, hot or not?
What am I supposed to say, hot? If it's hot or not?
Yep. Yeah. Well, doing a business plan, would you say doing one is hot or not right now?
You mean for an entrepreneur?
Yep.
I think a business plan is absolutely essential. I didn't like doing it. Mine was 36 pages, but it forces you to think through your product and your go-to-market strategy in ways that you wouldn't think through. We all want to focus on what we're good at, and you don't want to think about the things we're not good at. It's interesting because I've thought now if I were doing my business plan, it would be about a page because I know what I want to do. I know where my market is. I know how I want to get there. But early on, you have so many possibilities. You make your business plan very inclusive. I think it's essential that you do it.
I'm going to ask you a hard one here because I know about some of your personal experiences. Crowdfunding, hot or not?
Wow. I think crowdfunding is... I think it's a very good avenue for companies to get funding. I had a difficulty with it. So I actually was funded on Kickstarter in 2.5 weeks, but I missed an email from them. And I think one of the lessons learned was that I was trying to do too much. I took the weekend off. I had somebody else watching my site and I didn't get an email where they asked me to change something. And my Kickstarter got canceled. And that was devastating because I needed that money for a production run, for the first production run. And so it was very difficult for me. But I needed $20,000. The day after it got canceled, I got an order for $20,000. So you know what? It was a large international order, and I just think everything happens for a reason. I learned a lot from it. I really prepared for that crowdfunding campaign. I thought I nailed it. I took my eye off the ball. So, you know what? I was thinking about that recently going, it's 30 days or however long your campaign is. I should have stayed totally focused on it the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I should have gotten more help. I thought that by trying to do most of it myself, I'd have more control, but I actually didn't have as much control. Then I thought, by the way, having my campaign canceled would be the end of my business. I went to an investor conference. FAU had a investor night with 200 investors there the next day. And I was, I had a really hard time getting myself up from that that big mistake that I made. And you know what? I talked to the investors and they said, it's okay. You know what? The fact that you got funded proves that your product has legs. Investors aren't going to, they're not going to worry about it. They're going to want to know why, but then they're going to move on. And so having that network behind me to be able to talk openly to investors, because I wasn't seeking money. So what I was seeking was information. And they very openly said, you know what, we wouldn't even think twice about it. So I think it's a good avenue for a lot of products to go to market.
Great.
Cool. Well, quick hot or not from Atlanta for you. Business structure for employees, hot or not?
Business structure.
Or, I'm sorry, bonus.
Bonus structure. Yeah. I think that incentive-based payment for, especially in a growing company like this, is very effective. Mm-hmm. You want everybody to be aligned in the goals and objectives. So if individuals come on board and they help us grow, they should be rewarded for it.
Excellent.
And what about working with family, hot or not?
Well, I'm lucky. My husband and I work together, and we've worked together for 30 years. And we both have different skill sets, and we both respect each other's skill sets, and we know how to disagree. You know, there's like overlap. I'm really good at the short-term execution. He's really good at the long-term strategy. He's the one who came up with the idea for Tony Vance. He's the one who came up with the concept and the idea for Celsius. He's a great strategist. I'm really good at taking that idea and then fine-tuning it and bringing it to market. So I like working with family. My daughter and my daughters help me quite a bit. So, you know, they get involved in the production and the filming. You know, I know it's not always the case, but we happen to work really well together.
All right. So I know you're knee deep in Tony Vance, but you and your husband as well also have a background in technology and software in that area. So I'll ask you, cryptocurrency, hot, not?
I'm probably not qualified to say much about it. To me, it's not something that I understand. And because I don't understand it, I don't trust it yet. So that's probably where I'm at. If I learned a little bit more about it, I would then probably trust it. But I'm not educated enough to know.
Well, those are some great answers. We're going to take a short break to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll come back with our guest, Janice Haley, for Plead the Fifth section. We're going to really, you know, pick her brain and see if we can make her break and plead the fifth.
This episode of Shrimp Tank is brought to you in part by 2Degrees, the mobile application that's taking social networking off your device's screen and back into reality. Ever wonder who's connected to your friends, your family, and other contacts, and where they might be? Find out. Download the 2Degrees application for free from the App Store or Google Play. Meet new people that your contacts already know. Get special deals and notifications about local meetups. 2Degrees works for and supports local businesses too. If you're a local business owner, check the website and find out how to host a meetup and get traffic to your business. Everyone's closer than they realize to their next meaningful connection. Just 2Degrees away, really. Download the app now and find out. Just search TWO Degrees in the App Store. Download it for free.
You're listening to the Shrimp Tank in Boca Raton, coming live every week. I'm Jason Hill, your host, here with Kevin Cox and Trey Clatter, our co-hosts. And you can catch a replay of this podcast at Boca Raton Shrimp Tank Podcast.com. And don't forget to download our podcast at iTunes in case you miss an episode, as well as on YouTube. So we're going to get into our next section where we're going to ask some more difficult questions here. And you're only allowed to plead the fifth one time. So make sure you save it. So I'm going to start with a tough one for you. Is it a good idea to marry an entrepreneur?
This is an interesting one because are entrepreneurs born or are they like educated? You know, can you learn to be an entrepreneur? I definitely married an entrepreneur. I didn't know he was an entrepreneur, and I don't think I was one. And I had a lot of risk aversion. So if you marry an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to lose everything. You have to be willing to lose your house, you know, your money. And you have to be able to tolerate that level of risk. What I realize now, and, you know, my husband said, you're going to be CEO on this product. This is going to be you. And now I realize once I stepped into that role, that actually owning that responsibility is a lot less stressful than being married to somebody who owns that responsibility, because you're making the decision and you then can live with the choices that you make. So definitely marry an entrepreneur, but be prepared for the roller coaster, the highs and lows, the emotional roller coaster, and the financial roller coaster that you go on.
So your products are beautiful. They're well-crafted. They're fantastically put together. But as you keep continuing to gain traction, I wonder, do you have any fear or a strategy for potential knockoffs? Because at the end of the day, this is something that another company in another country could attempt to manufacture and capture some of that market share that theoretically should be yours.
So we have 4 patents on our product, and some of those are how it is now and some things that where we're going to take it in the future. And I think probably one of the biggest fears is a competition and a knockoff. And it could happen. So, how much money do you have to defend it if somebody knocks off your product? So that is definitely a possibility. But I think that we are in a place now where we have started to establish the name Tony Bands. We've got enough people behind it. It is a high quality product, and time to market is critical. I mean, when I say time is important to the entrepreneur, it's not only how much time in the day do you have, but it is time to market. So I was actually thinking about this a day or two ago. I am less worried about it now than I was when I was first bringing the product to market, because we've got some momentum and we're profitable. And I think those are all good things.
Well, one more from me. What is one thing about your business that you don't want your customers to know? And if you want to go ahead and give me the point for plead the fifth, I'll accept that.
No, I don't know that there is, this is interesting. I'm an older entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm 56, and I always thought entrepreneurs were young. So this transparency and authenticity is more difficult for me than because it doesn't come naturally. I think I've already shared what I would have today, the Kickstarter thing or trying out for Shark Tank and not making it. Those to me were big failures.
Fair enough.
Those would have been things that I would have thought were big red flags. But you know what? I think the important thing about entrepreneurism is resiliency. I mean, at each stage as an entrepreneur, if somebody said, what do you think is most important? I would have had a different characteristic. But where I am now, I think the ability to pick yourself up after a big public failure and dust off your pants and move on or get out of your pajamas, I think resiliency is what makes or breaks an entrepreneur. Yep. So I think I've already shared the ones that I would be most embarrassed
share. Fair enough.
All right, that's it. So I'm just going to try to see if we can get Janice to plead the fifth.
Let's get her. Come on.
Which one of your children is your favorite?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
You can plead the fifth.
I love them all, so I can't do that.
All right. That sounds like
so is that a, is that a plead the fifth?
Is that a plead?
Wait a minute. Is there another one coming up?
Nope.
No.
Is that my last question?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
First point.
All right.
Yeah. It's on. First plead the fifth. There you go.
Kevin wins. Well, those were some great answers. We want to thank our guest, Janice Haley, for coming on the show. Janice, can you tell people listening to the Shrimp Tank how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about your product and your services?
Sure. Tony Bands, you can go to my website, and it's spelled TONEYBANDS.com. You can order my website. There's a phone number there. It rings right through to my cell phone if you want to call that number right now. And also, Tony Bands can be found on Amazon Launchpad. They can be found on QVC. They can be found in probably your favorite upscale fitness studio in your local community. You can also look at some celebrities like Body by Simone, Simone de La Rue, or Katya Price from Dance Body who use Tony Bands.
Well, that's pretty cool considering Amazon today just launched that you could order something into your car and have it delivered. So before the show ends, I might just get on my phone and order it. And when I walk out today, I'll have a Tony Band right in my trunk. You can join us next week. We're going to bring in some more guests to the Boca Raton Shrimp Tank. You've been listening to the Shrimp Tank, where we help turn dreams of entrepreneurs across the state of Florida into reality. I'm Jason Hill with my co-host Kevin Cox and Trey Cladda saying thank you for joining us at the tank.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When you take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When you take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. We're the Chris Hanks. We want to put it all together. This is big things. Doing big things. Chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real. This life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream. All the dudes yell. This is just what I do, and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie, keep
keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you're sowing. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.